This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. And we're checking in on Netflix again this week. After raising subscription prices, Netflix had earnings to report on its to-do list. And while it continued to expand its customer base at a rapid clip in the fourth quarter, thanks to a swarm of new customers overseas, could a revenue miss and increased spending mean slower growth down the road? That's after these tech headlines. Facebook has removed pages and accounts linked to what it said were two Russian-based misinformation campaigns, the latest step to prevent misuse on its service. The company removed about 500 pages and accounts on both Facebook and its Instagram photo service. One of them operated in Ukraine, with people behind the accounts representing themselves as Ukrainian and sharing local news stories. The other campaign operated in Central Asia, as well as Central and Eastern Europe. Posts represented as coming from independent news or general interest pages were about various topics, including anti-NATO sentiment. Facebook said the pages and accounts in this campaign were linked to employees of Sputnik, a Moscow-based news agency. Facebook said it acted on the Ukrainian operation in particular after an initial tip from U.S. law enforcement. Driverless cars tap the brakes after years of hype. The Journal's Tim Higgins reports from this week's Detroit Auto Show that there is a lot of straight talk about vehicle safety. And let's call them scaled back expectations, replacing last year's boastful claims of fully driverless cars flooding cities. Follow more of Tim Higgins' coverage of the Detroit Auto Show at WSJ.com or the WSJ app. Johnson & Johnson said it has joined with Apple on a research study. The goal is to test the Apple Watch's ability to help detect early irregular heart conditions before something life-threatening happens. Janssen Pharmaceuticals, which is part of Johnson & Johnson's family of research and development companies, will work on the study. The company will use its J&J-developed heart health monitoring app on the latest Apple Watch series. The app will help detect the irregular heart rhythm of people living with atrial fibrillation, a type of arrhythmia that often goes unnoticed and can make them more prone to strokes. The study is the latest attempt to tap into the ubiquity of the mobile device and test its ability to help monitor and improve health. Case in point, Apple has allowed medical researchers and developers to use its research kit and care kit platforms to create apps to start, run, and track their own clinical trials using Apple Watch tech. Coming up, Netflix reported a jump in paid subscribers in the fourth quarter, but can it keep attracting the binge-watching masses, and for how long? Netflix added 8.8 million paid subscribers in its 2018 final period. That's up 34% from a year ago and exceeds both its and analysts' expectations by more than 1 million. Revenue grew 27% to $4.19 billion, missing expectations. However, the company forecasts revenue growth of 21% for the first quarter, a pace that most media companies would relish, but below what is normal for Netflix. Let's get more. Joining us now on the line from Oregon is Rob Enderle of the Enderle Group. Hey, Rob.
Hello.
So a mixed bag, I guess, is what we're supposed to call it. Obviously, this comes just as we get big news of a price increase for our subscriptions. We definitely have been talking about Netflix this week. So I have to ask, what's your impression about how what this does for momentum, what this does for any kind of sentiment in place among our investor friends right about now?
Well, certainly it creates a lot of doubt. You don't want to see a lot of difficulty with regard to any company's performance, and certainly this would create that kind of a difficulty. So overall, I think they remain strong, but this does create, as I say, some doubt.
Mm-hmm. So one of the success stories here was user growth. Mostly happened outside of the United States, though. That's actually something that we've talked about before. So do the international markets continue to command Netflix focus as of right now? How are international prospects looking?
Well, still look pretty good, but remember, we have such a thing called saturation, and to a large extent, one of the reasons why we're seeing the growth outside of the United States, opposed to in it, is that they're fairly well saturated in the United States. For the most part, people that wanted to use the service are using it here, so that means their growth potential is overseas, unless they can find a way to break through that threshold and get people that currently aren't interested in the service to subscribe.
It does seem like that if there is something to be concerned about, if you do have any stake in Netflix, is the constant new forms of competition that keep popping up everywhere. We certainly are living in a streaming world. So what is Netflix sorting out so it can, you know, better contend with everyone else that's streaming out there?
Well, the issue really, I think, for the most part, in terms of growth and overall power is Disney. Disney represents the biggest threat to Netflix in the segment. Their service has with it the Disney content, and that Disney content, particularly with regard to kids, is unmatched in terms of how valuable it is and how often the kids watch the same thing over and over again. So losing Disney and having Disney going off on their own, I think represents the biggest problem they're going to have near term. And clearly the Disney Channel probably has the highest probability of being very successful of all the challengers.
As such, spending. It's got to hold on to subscribers. It's got to make more money. It's got to keep up with all this competition. Certainly sounds like a time when money is going to be spent, if any.
Well, I think they're going to have to spend more. This is an all-out competition for dominance. And, of course, if Disney's able to win, in effect, they could absorb the content that Netflix has. And so the end result is that this is really kind of a fight to the death between both properties. Both are well-funded. Netflix is established. Disney is attempting to, but Disney arguably has the stronger brand. So this is going to be one for the ages.
We'll see where this goes. Rob Enderle, thanks as always.
My pleasure.
That's it for the Tech News Briefing. Reporting from the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.